Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North. I'm Elise Quinn. Well, Transatlantic Science Week is currently underway in Toronto, Canada. Now, this annual event is organized to promote cooperation between Canada, Norway, and the United States on issues around research and higher education. And this year, the focus is on challenges and opportunities in the Arctic, with sessions focusing on everything from climate and indigenous issues to resource development and safety. Joining us now to tell us more is Norway's ambassador to Canada, Mona Elizabeth Brota. And we've reached her on the line today in Toronto. Ambassador Brota, hello and welcome to Eye on the Arctic.
Hello to you and thank you for inviting me into your program.
Now, first of all, I want to get to some of the details of this year's conference and Norway's and Canada's collaboration. But first, tell us a little bit about this year's Transatlantic Science Week and the kinds of speakers and experts you've brought together.
Actually, this year's conference has been very interesting to organize. We decided very, very early to put Arctic as the main theme of this conference taking place in Canada for the first time of the history of the Transatlantic Science Week. So we have tried and find out about the challenges and opportunities in the Arctic, what are the main themes, what are the hot topics that we need to discuss, not only to discuss, but also to move from academic to common action and activities that could benefit all countries.
And, you know, it's very interesting, as you pointed out, we have circumpolar nations like Canada, United States and Norway, but often their Arctic regions, they're all facing the same issues like climate and increased activity in the north. But on the ground, a lot of the situations are different. For example, Norway is much more developed in terms of infrastructure and business than, you know, in many parts of Canada and the United States. You know, how do you learn from each other when some of the issues you're facing are very similar, but the realities on the ground are sometimes different?
You are right. We have geopolitical realities that are really different in our different countries. And that's the sort of result of both history, but also geography. I would at the same time say that we face the same challenges in view of the climate change that have become obvious and much more dramatic than we maybe expected some years back. We also have vulnerable communities, remote communities. We have the communication issues. We share all those. But I must underline that we are maybe in a privileged situation in Norway because we have had rather robust and permanent settlements on our Arctic coast for 1,000 years, and they have been linked to our general economy and have another starting point, so to say, to be able to face these challenges together, of course, with the good support from our government. We must discuss these differences, but I think the aim of the conference, the goals actually are to find on which grounds can we have common action, and there are so many.
After something like this is over, what do you think a conference like this can achieve sort of in the short and in the longer term?
I think in the short term, it's very good, and this is actually a very necessary ingredient of our diplomacy work in today's world, the public diplomacy, that we create arenas where good people can come together, discuss our common challenges, and actually find out what we, on that basis, the theoretical discussion, can do on ground and on a practical level. So the short-term effect is, of course, we have managed to gather so many good voices, both from Canada, United States, and Norway, together with a focus on the Arctic and with a focus of being concrete, sharing the best ideas and thoughts, and hopefully it can be common action in the end. So the long-term effect, hopefully, is that a conference like this is a new boost to our cooperation. We already cooperate, as you know, quite closely with a country like Canada on many issues, also within science. We actually hope that we this year can also move scientific knowledge and common thoughts into real business and into the sustainable communities that we want up north in all three countries. I hope that we will see, let's say, if we take it on a medium term, some cooperation agreements between academic institutions, more people-to-people contact, because everything in this world, also in the diplomatic world, start with people coming together and two people sharing same thoughts and being inspired by each other. So I can't see any other effect than good ones coming out of it. We will try, actually, this in this year's conference to be concrete. Each session has now a demand of coming out with bullet points on what shall be the action in the end out of this exercise.
I wanted to drill down on some of these areas where there is cooperation between Canada and Norway. And I understand that in terms of space, there's specifically some very interesting partnerships that are going on.
Space will be more and more important when it comes to common science, and not the least the surveillance of activities and the surveillance of the development of our high north and the whole Arctic area. Both Norway and Canada has rather large and good programs on satellites that survey our areas. The challenge is to exchange data, to mutually support each other, so that we get, in the end, a circumpolar view on what's going on in the Arctic. And this goes from things, obvious things like melting of ice, but also, of course, pollution, and also, of course, knowing about what kind of activity is coming up. So based on the state-of-the-day facts, we can see both developments and what challenges we have to face together. I am very thrilled about these programs. My government pour in money, I would say, into the satellite programs, and we know the same is taking place in Canada. So this has both a defense and security side, of course, but also a very large civil side that I hope we can be able to explore, find common ground for common action, and really support each other. We do not need to make all the new inventions on each side of the Atlantic. We can support each other and be extremely strong in surveillance and disaster prevention in the north through satellite programs.
And we've touched on this a little bit, but I just wanted to drill down a little bit. What do you think makes partnerships between Canada and Norway so important in the Arctic?
I think all the circumpolar states have a very specific role in the Arctic. We are the nations that are in the first row when it comes to development in the Arctic, not the least for the big global issue of climate change. But we are not only spectators, we are also the actors on the scene. Our activity in the north, both countries, will hugely affect the development, and we have, of course, to install precautionary principles to see to that the development is sustainable, that we in the end will make sustainable communities that can live off the resources without harming the environment. It's a huge agenda. But Norway and Canada, as I say, we are Arctic nations. We have this responsibility, also possibilities of new development if we do it through the precautionary principle.
What do you think other circumpolar nations can learn from Norway in terms of how it's developed its resources and environmental concerns?
I think there is learning, and I think there are better practices that can be looked into. But, of course, with having on our minds the geopolitical realities, which are different. But let me make one or maybe two examples. One is the oil and gas exploration. Norway has now more than one generation experience in oil and gas exploration under the harshest conditions in the world. So these are conditions that we have never met before in industrial history, and Norway has pace by pace obtained the experience, the technology for the high north, and is slowly expanding towards the north based on both sustainability to the extent we manage and to the precautionary principle. I think there is a good learning out there. These technologies are made for the Arctic, and Norway are, even as a small country, but in the forefront within that area. There is a very interesting development, of course, when it comes to offshore oil and gas exploration in a country like Canada. And Norway want to be a partner, want to share our best experiences for the better of our common international agenda and for the environment. If I might, there's another area where Norway, through her history, has a quite long history, and that is shipping. We have also developed many ship types for the high north. We know about high waves and ice, and these conditions are close to our shores, and due to our shipping tradition, Norwegian shipping industry are looking into this every day. So both the supply ships for oil and gas within the defense segment and within icebreakers, for example, one can, I would say, look to Norway and to look into our better practices, and that would be beneficial to a country like Canada and also the other circumpolar nations.
Well, Ambassador Brota, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.